Summer's on. It's now very important to keep those ag employees safe out in the field. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association based in Fresno. It's a trade association representing tree nut processors. We're talking protecting those employees from heat illnesses. Roger Isom.
You got to be very, very careful. You got to make sure the guys are drinking, they're hydrated, have somebody watching them, and, you know, they could be on the backside of the facility just moving product or, you know, loading a truck, whatever it might be, but they're outside. And so you've got to watch those.
He said all supervisors must be very diligent.
You got to make sure they're taking the breaks. You got to make sure if they are outside that they do have some access to shade. And most importantly, that they are staying hydrated. It's so critical. And just reminding them, you know, what the symptoms are for heat illness. What's also in the works is an indoor heat illness regulation. And the problem with that one, or the challenge with that one, is it's got a trigger of 82 degrees. So 82 is not a lot. And then the high heat on the indoor is 87 degrees. So where we think about that from a nut processing is wherever we're doing our pasteurization or, you know, even like on the walnut hullers where we're doing our dehydrating, those are going to be some unique challenges because we have people in there. They're certainly going to be over that temperature threshold. You're going to have to put plans in place, and you're going to have to do the same thing that you would, how you would treat an outdoor person under the heat illness regs. You're going to be looking at very similar requirements on the indoor side.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.